Friday, August 15, 2008. Reform in China. It wasn't a surprise to see U.S. President George W. Bush attend the Olympic opening ceremony in Beijing last Friday. After all, the U.S. State Department removed China from its top 10 list of human rights violators in its annual report early this year, although China has never eased up on human rights abuse. As an example, to show off the good side of Beijing during the Olympic Games, the Chinese government has evicted many of its citizens and destroyed many houses around Beijing. Moreover, many dissidents have either been detained or silenced before the Games. China continues to block news websites such as the BBC's Mandarin site and the Chinese language Apple Daily in Hong Kong. Media censorship is rampant. Beijing was given the right to host the Olympics because it had promised the International Olympic Committee that it would respect human rights or at least loosen the grip on its nationals. Then came the Tibet incident in April. We also saw Chinese students in South Korea pounding and hitting South Koreans who demonstrated against the torch relay in South Korea. What is the best way to encourage reform in China? I do not see any measurable improvement in human rights in China. China has become a rising economic power after opening its door to foreign investment, but we have not seen any improvement in human rights situation. To say that more contact with the outside world would pressure the Chinese government to ease its hold on basic freedoms and promote democracy is a dream. For instance, internet access to worldwide search engines such as Google and Yahoo has not forced China to improve its treatment for its citizens. On the contrary, Yahoo even enabled the Chinese government to hunt down one dissident who was subsequently captured and jailed. Bush had said that he would speak about respect for human rights and democracy when he met Chinese President Hu Jintao during his visit. But did an international boycott change China after the Tiananmen Square incident? No. It appears that China is only willing to pay lip service to change. Its usual practice is to release one dissident from prisoner to pacify international criticism. The global outcry has not motivated China to make any constructive improvement. By holding a dialogue with the Dalai Lama's representatives, China gives the outside world an impression that they are talking. We are wasting our time because we are too civilized and naive.